We talk now about land reform, and a recent study which was commissioned by the South African government and funded by the European Union. It was conducted by experts from different institutions. The leader of that study, Professor Ben Cousins, a senior professor at the Institute for Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies, better known as PLAS, attached to the University of the Western Cape, is on the line to us now to talk about that study. Hello, Ben.
Hello, John. Nice to talk again.
And the brief was what?
The brief was to investigate the degree to which land redistribution in particular could help reduce unemployment in South Africa, specifically by supporting small-scale farming. In other words, breaking up large farming units into smaller-scale units, changing the farming system, changing the mix of commodities, and employing more labor-intensive methods. So our brief was to investigate the feasibility of doing this and estimate the magnitude of the impact.
And how did you go about looking into this?
Okay, we had a short period of time. We had 7 or 8 months, and we were required to look at the existing literature. So as good academics, we want to know what findings already exist, what other people have said. So we commissioned about, let's say, 5 and 8 and 7, that's 12 background studies on different commodities and on themes such as land tenure, extension support, finances, and so on. And then, having done those background studies, we went into 4 local municipalities in different parts of the country, in the Western Cape, on the West Coast, in the Eastern Cape, around the Elliot area, in KwaZulu-Natal, in the Midlands, and in the Tzaneen area in Limpopo. And we spoke to a large number of farmers, both large-scale and small-scale, people in the industry, government officials, and so on, and tried to estimate the impact of redistributing land to small-scale farmers.
And this presupposes that land reform is done in a way which transfers land, because you talk about 50% of the land which is currently being farmed by what one would call big agriculture being moved into the hands of smaller farmers. But that's not through expropriation without compensation or expropriation with near to nil compensation. That is a kind of willing handover of land in return for reasonable compensation.
Yes, we actually didn't tackle that thorny issue of expropriation, levels of compensation, and so on. Of course, that's a debate in its own right. What we wanted to focus on was the impacts of the redistribution subsequent to the transfer. We assumed that land would transfer at market value and estimated the cost of creating these jobs. And the figure of 50%, John, was simply to have an order of magnitude illustration. You know, the actual rate at which land is transferred and the final target, these are matters for policymakers to decide. But the 50% figure just allows us to see what kind of impact at what kind of scale. So what we found in our 4 municipalities is that we could create a total of around 24,000 net new jobs through redistributing 50% of existing privately owned land. We did not set out to fix the broken land reform project, and we did not set out to examine how to improve agricultural support in communal areas. We focused rather narrowly on this one question. If we change the nature of farming to more labor-intensive methods, what net new jobs might result from that? And we don't recommend 50% or 30%.
But, I mean, that was the number on which you were working, that if 50% was transferred in an equitable way, then how many jobs? Give us the number again.
In these 4 municipalities, it was 24,000 jobs.
And so, if one looks at then the sort of general figure for how much it costs to create a job and multiply that number of jobs by that sum, does it, in other words, is it of net value to create those jobs, to buy the land and create the jobs?
Well, what we did in terms of estimating the cost of creating the jobs, we took the market price of land and we also estimated the establishment cost of setting up different farm enterprises. The key commodities which are produced in these four municipalities include in Limpopo subtropical fruits and nuts and vegetables. In KwaZulu-Natal, it was mainly livestock and a little bit of vegetables. In the Eastern Cape, it was a combination of wool production, maize production and vegetables. And on the West Coast, in Matsukama District, it was grapes and vegetables on irrigated land, plus a little bit of extensive livestock. So what we, of course, there are other costs involved as well. And increasingly, because of climate change, the question of water, water availability, and the cost of making it available is a key consideration. But we took the market price of the land and the cost of establishment. The cost per job ranged from around 325,000 rand per job in KwaZulu-Natal to around 600,000 rand per job in the West Coast, in the Western Cape.
But I mean, Ben, to sort of cut through the numbers and so on, bottom line is there's an enormous amount of economic and transformational value in transferring some land, which is currently farmed by big agriculture, and transferring it into the hands of a greater number, a significantly greater number of smaller scale farmers that do that properly with the right level of access to markets, agricultural support, and so on. Do that properly, and you have that rare thing, a win-win situation.
Yes, that's exactly what our argument is, John. We're also saying that land reform has a political imperative. It's going to happen anyway, in which case we might as well try and do it in a way which helps address our underlying problems of poverty, inequality, food insecurity, and importantly, unemployment. So if we can do land reform, which ticks the political boxes, but also addresses this massive unemployment problem we have, it's a win-win. It's not necessarily at the expense of the most efficient parts of the commercial farming system either. There are quite large areas of land which are not being used that productively, as the latest census of commercial agriculture shows us. And in fact, in parts of the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands, there are large areas of land which are not being effectively farmed at all. So I think there are gains, win-wins, in terms of efficient land use as well.
Thank you very, very much, Professor Ben Cousins, a senior professor at PLAS, the Institute for Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies, which is attached to UWC.